stone is so cold and grows every night you walk alone. Longer still is the weight of parents who may never know. Don't you walk alone, don't you stray from home. God only knows just who is waiting. Don't you raise your voice, don't make any noise. What a scary choice to be employed. What is up, everyone, and welcome to the Clouds and Wolves podcast, episode 5, redo, because I was way too drunk and I caused too much mayhem. I don't know, I'm looking over there, I'm setting up OBS, is why I'm over there, but welcome to the podcast. And by the way, guys, gotta pour another drink because we hit 5,000 downloads. Let's go, baby. 5,000 downloads, just a little more added to the drink. Let's go, baby. 5,000 downloads. Thank you all. I'm sorry if I'm echoing. I got a new mic and audio set up. So if I'm echoing or audio's not set right, I apologize. But that is awesome. I want to thank all you all for downloading it, supporting the stream, and being good supporters, man. It's amazing to see that you guys still support this podcast. And I know, technically, it should be the Clash of Wool, because there's only one of me, but I don't really give a shit. But let's get into you guys. I want to introduce a new segment to the podcast. Once a week, I'm going to do a poll, or whatever gets the most likes on the Discord, however you guys want to send the your text strategies for me to use for a week. I'm going to try to use them for a week. I've been doing better at work, so they want me to work at 4 a.m. to like 2, maybe 1. So I'm working more hours, so I'm not playing Clash that much, but I'm going to try to do, and I'm also not spending money on Clash also. I want to have you guys send, hey, try this attack for a week, or try this attack for a week, and we'll pick the... We'll pick the like top three, and we'll have you guys vote. We'll do a live vote on both. I can't say both channels because I don't know if I can. My internet's strong enough to just stream on YouTube and Twitch, but I'll figure it out. If you guys join my Discord, it's just the Clausules Discord. There's a link in the. I'll make sure to add a link in the YouTube, and there should be a link in the Spotify. If there's not, then I need to fix that or wherever you listen to the podcast. But, yeah, we're going to do the viewer attack of the week. I was echoing there, but it's okay because that's where it meant to be. So let's get into this event, the Super Dragon event. Yes, I get it. You know, they're trying to promote the Warden Firebomb. Awesome. Cool. We don't need an event for it. We don't. We don't need an event every month. And, it's weird. Like, I'm still doing pretty decent with my Root Rider, Super Archers, Super Archer Blimp attack. The people in my clan can speak for it. Doing fantastic. Sometimes I fuck up. Like, this last war, got a 1-star. Couldn't recover that one, because I suck. But, I'm never gonna use Super Dragons. I'm not gonna spend the money to buy this Firebomb for the Warden, because I'm done being a tryhard. I'm done wasting money on the game. If you know, it's pointless to waste money on the game when you don't have someone to talk. Like, I'm not gonna blame anyone, but it's like, it's just me. Like, if Big B was in here, like, I'd spend money to upgrade or get it at least, and like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Or anyone else. I just don't feel comfortable having anyone else on the podcast. And yes, I'm going to keep the podcast going. I was thinking about maybe doing this as my last stream. Someone is calling me right now. Fuck off, you 800 number. But anyway. We got a TJ in the chat said current event is a money grab, and I paid. Yeah, I haven't paid. I haven't even bought gold passes on either the two main accounts I play on. This is my main 16 and my rush 16, and I haven't bought into this new event. Like, I don't give a shit about it. It's the Super Dragon event. So what? Come on, dude. Do something significant. Like, name it something better than the Super Drag event. Oh, the first time you do it, you unlock the Super Drag for 3 days. Awesome. Cool. Don't give a fuck. Fuck Super Drags. Come up with something better. By the way, for you guys that don't know, Darien is not the community. That was the right word. Community. No, that's not. He's not part of Supercell anymore. There we go. Some new dude. I don't know his name. Actually, I can look it up real quick if it's on Spotify. Let's see. What the fuck is Reddit Talks Clash on this motherfucker? Usually I listen to them live, so. I don't know his name. Actually, we're gonna. Whatever his name is. They were sponsored, by the way. Reddit Talks Clash is awesome. They were, a while back. They still might be in the community tab. Probably not. I don't know how many times they change it, but they were. I know, cool boy Rick answered me or messaged me. He's like, hey, check your community tab. And I sent it in the Clashables Discord, so, check again. Not. They are not in the community tab anymore. Oh, man, they should keep that up longer than that. But they interviewed the new community manager. I still need to listen to it or watch it. Where I think it's on YouTube. I thought it was on Spotify, but clearly I need to look it up. I think it's funny that I think Supercell is trying so hard to keep the game relevant. Obviously, it's so relevant. It's an awesome game. I love the game. But, you know, you have this new game, Heroes of Mafia, coming out. It's basically like Clash of Clans, but more with technology in it, okay? And my thoughts on that is, I've played it. I have. And I'm going to tell you right now, not a big fan of Heroes of Mafia. It's basically exactly like Clash, but you got oil and gold. You got barbarians, but they have a fucking sledgehammer instead of a sword. The archers are a person with a jetpack with a gun. It's like, bro, those that play this game over Clash of Clans, he's just sick of not spending money and just want to go here. But Heroes of Mafia is not going to make it. I guarantee it. It's going to be dead in a year or two. Guarantee it. And if you love the game, good for you. I stopped playing because it was exactly like Clash. And I'm already a fan of Clash, hence why my name is ClashFan9. Like, it's exact same as Clash. It's stupid, unrecognizable. Like, I get it. You own the account. Whoop-de-doo. Still the same. For CWL, we're going to talk that because it just ended. We had a few wars. CWL, me and my homies, I was doing pretty good. My new catchphrase when I get a 3 stars, boom. Because I was doing pretty good. I got a couple 2 stars, obviously. Not the best. But I did get some three stars. A boom in the chat. Boom in the Discord. Love you guys in the Rusty Nuts. Thank you guys for having me there. I'm sorry for doing my other hit the other night because I didn't think I was able to do it when I got off work because I had to do some shit. So I apologize for that. But you guys are doing awesome. We do need to train our people how to funnel. Like the lower town halls, how to funnel. So they can get a better chance in getting a 2-star or high 2-star. Maybe 3-star. I'll talk to... no. Rusty, he listens to this. But we need to figure this out. Okay. I meant to DM you, but I forgot until now. But I love the game. Don't love the event. Let's see what else. We've done some wars. Oh, hold on. Before I talk about wars, Jesus, but Jesus, but Jesus. Oh, the one thing that frustrates me about this new update, how you can ping people in the chat. Oh, it is stupidly designed. Whoever designed it needs to get castrated. I'm saying that right now. Whoever designed it's like, it's gonna look so cool. And whoever agreed to it, dude, you need to get fired. I'm telling you right now. New, I like the tagging part. Awesome. Cool. The different colors? Stupid. The new layout where it keeps. It's dumb. Just keep it the same. Just add the tags. Boom. Easy. But no, you had to go and fuck it up like you usually do. And by the way, your nerfs to the Root Riders and Super Archers didn't do shit. So, for those that know how to use it, can use it. And I think your update on 10.16 was a little too early. We're only in March. Just release another update. You need to stop listening to the esports people and listen to the people that are casually playing it, saying, no, we don't need to update now, but oh, we gotta make the esports people happy because they're already maxed. We'll let them be maxed. Like Big B said, make a different server for them to war on when they're maxed, or make it more difficult so we have a more interesting tournament. You guys can learn a lot from Big B. Hire him. He can learn a lot from, or not he can, you guys can learn from him. You already stole a lot from him. You go from our podcast before they even did the chat remix. Yes, I'm calling Supercell out. I don't give a shit. We had, or not we had, Big B had the idea to tag people in the chat, to update the chat. And look at what they did. They updated the chat. So clearly someone in Supercell is listening. Stealing the ideas. And you can fight me wrong. Go listen to them all. They're unedited. They're also on YouTube unedited. The audio might be off on YouTube, but not on Spotify, baby. Anyway, let's bullshit about that. Let's get down to the nitty gritty, 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 gritty of the future of the Clausules podcast. You know, it's sad to see Big B go. I love you, Bubba. I know you're gonna listen to this. I did get emotional when he said his goodbye. I was thinking about ending it. I was thinking about, I'm not gonna lie, tonight being my last actual stream. I said, nah, fuck that. I'm not a quitter. I'm gonna keep it going. So maybe next week, or maybe not next week. To see a few weeks from now, I'm gonna take some polls from anyone, see if they want to do a come on as a guest, see you guys like them, so we connect, and let's bring another co-host in this motherfucker, right? I think it'd be awesome to bring another co-host in here. No one's gonna ever replace Big B, but I need someone to talk to. If not, this is going to be straight boring as fuck. You guys are not going to listen to this whole thing if I'm sitting there rambling on by myself for 45 minutes. Guarantee it. As I sit there and show my titty. But who frowns upon that? But it's time to also improve myself. An update on myself. Have I stopped drinking? No. Have I slowed down on drinking? Yes, I have. There's been a few nights where I just sit in my bed, watching movies, and just chilling. I don't get blackout drunk every night anymore. I do drink a few times, like a few drinks. When I say drinks, it's like where this glass is. You can't really see it, but about a finger length of vodka. I just drink that, sip on it, do it like once or twice, maybe three times, depending how I feel. And Yeah. You know, it helps me. So, the one reason why I do drink, and I get it, before I was way out of control, but I understand that now. But one reason why I do drink, it helps me sleep better at night. Like, I have high, severe ADHD, and no, I'm not going to get Adderall or get pills for it. This helps me sleep better. It does. The other night, I slept from like 8 to 2:30 when my alarm went off when I had to go to work. So I took like three, maybe four drinks, one or two fingers full, just sipping on it, watching a movie, and then I just pass out. And then I wake up and there's still a shot in there. So, do I have a drinking problem? Depends who you talk to. Before, yes, I was severely drunk. People said I need AA. I was like, no, I'm gonna keep it under control. And guess what? Keep it under control right now. I'm not slurring my words. Obviously, sometimes I can't pronounce community. There we go. Community. But yeah, I still drink. I'm kind of getting back to my old self. I do have I pulled out for those that want to know. I don't know. I'm trying to write a. I can't really call it a horror movie, or not movie, a horror story. But I'm gonna call it horror slash gore story. I got my laptop out. I have a way back a long time ago. I did read it on stream and people loved it. But I want to be more like, you know, horror and gory fan. So, we got my laptop charging, old one that can't connect to the internet. I'll fix that later, but doesn't really matter as long as I can type on that motherfucker. Just tap away, which I probably do after this podcast. But yeah, it's an update on me. I've been working good, staying off the booze, drinking tonight, obviously, because why the fuck not? But doing better. I'm doing better. And for those I hurt when I was blackout drunk and such a shit I shouldn't have said or did some shit shouldn't have did, I apologize. For those in the C2J clan, I apologize for what I said. Nob, I apologize. Take it or leave it. I love you, Bubba. Carl, love you too. Woo, I love you too. Ghost Knight already knows. He was in the chat. Everyone in there knows I wasn't actually meaning anything. I was drunk off my ass, and that's when the dark side of me, like the angry side of me, comes out. So I apologize, you guys, for that. The best of you. I'm not saying I want to come back. I don't. Kind of glad I got banned because I was a toxic piece of shit, and I'm still a toxic piece of shit. So hope you guys are doing good. I'll listen to your podcast as soon as it's uploaded. Podcast is gonna be short as shit. Either way, it's time to take questions from the chat. If you guys have any questions, I will answer them truthfully. You can ask or answer, ask Christ any personal questions. I will ask, answer them. We got TJ saying, keep working on you, bro. That's admirable. Thank you, dude. I appreciate that. I do need a lot of work, but, it's gonna take some time. I'm not going to AA. I don't need to go to AA. I'm not that severe drunk. I'm a dude that likes to do it by myself. So, yeah, it's gonna take some time, but it's gonna be awesome. And also, for videos on YouTube, I'm gonna try to stream for you guys once in a while. And this podcast will probably not be every week. I'd be every other week. Can't really give you a schedule on that, depending on when I'm working. What's anything else I got up you guys on? Yeah, that's about it. I didn't have really a program. Just wanted to let y'all know how things are going. I know that I haven't really talked to y'all. This is going to be the shortest episode of the Clausules, which is OP, but I do want to thank you all for 5,000 downloads. Woo! That is awesome. I appreciate everyone. Appreciate all you fans, especially you guys on YouTube that are only watching on YouTube. By the way, you guys on YouTube can watch it somewhere else, like Spotify, You can't watch it on Spotify, but you can listen to it on Spotify. I know it's not the same. It's hard for me to match up audio on Spotify when there's multiple speakers, but if we don't got no questions from the fans, it's going to be the shortest podcast of the Clashuals. Just want to update you guys on this. I know it's been a while since we uploaded. I keep saying we, but I'm going to keep saying we. But one thing I want to send you guys off with is...
keep it casual, guys.
There we go. All right, guys. We're going to be done with the podcast. I love you guys on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you guys listen to this. Otherwise, you guys on Twitch, stay up here because we are not done with the stream. By the way, guys, if you guys are listening to this, check me out on stream. It's ClashFan9. And I stream when I can. And sometimes I'm drinking. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm playing a different game than Clash. Just depends. Anyway, guys, I love y'all. This is just a little update video. Clash episode. And I know it's not the longest, but it's definitely the shortest. So appreciate you guys. Stay tuned for the next one whenever it comes out. And let me know in your texts. All right, deuces.